It is the review show after Liverpool went to Arsenal and were beaten 2-1. I am Dan Morgan. I've got Neil Jones. I've got Neil Atkinson. I've got Sean Rogers. Where to start, really, gents? Well, probably the main
FSG topic out. FSG out. That's where we start.
FSG, FFP. We'll come to them all, I guess. The main talking point is Jonesy around mentality. We can't get away from it. And there's tons of nuance, and I'm very happy we're doing this the day after, put it that way. I think where to start is sort of trying to put ourselves in the manager and the coaching staff's shoes for a second. What's interesting to me is that this was a game that looked like it was prepped like a Euro away, which says the manager is at least aware of some of the aspects that are being talked about currently. And when I say Euro away, you know, they travelled down to London the day before. They train down there, they stay over, and that's all for a night game the day after. Do you think there's an element of get them away, sort of gathers heads together and tries to sort of create the, not tries, but, you know, instills that creation of concentration that's been present throughout?
Well, no, I don't think it was that big a break. No, I mean, he did the same with Brighton. You know, they went down the night before and trained. I know they do for Southampton. They train at Eastleigh. I don't know what they would do for Brighton geographically, but it's not an unusual thing for them to do. In fact, they did it. They've done it for games in Manchester where they stayed over the night before, and, you know, even so, it's not. I don't think it's that big a much of an unusual situation to do. I mean, I don't want to kill the analysis show in the first bit of analysis, but it to me, it was just 20 minutes, great performance, threw another goal away and couldn't get it back. And that was literally, I wouldn't say there was, you can take the mentality out of the mistakes and you can talk about the mentality that led to the mistakes, but I actually don't think Liverpool were, I watched it back this morning, I actually don't think they were terrible. I don't think they would. The reaction is obviously because it's so unusual and because it was an unusual way. I think it was the first time since the Palace game at Anfield when they last lost, the first time they've scored first and lost in the Premier League, and it was the first time that they'd been behind after scoring first at half time since, if you remember, that West Ham game when Karius stood on his post for a free kick and Payet just put it in the other corner, like most obvious thing you could ever see. But so because it's so unusual, I think there was a lot of reaction to it. But generally, you know, I think if Liverpool had won that game 3-2 or two, even been 2-2, we could have done an Arsenal podcast today where we could have had an hour of talking about how dreadful Arsenal were and like all the problems that they've got. And basically they got away with it because Liverpool didn't go and get an equaliser and didn't get a goal. And I think there's a wider debate to be had over what, you know, how do you set your team up after you've won the league? And I think Klopp's quote is pretty good, isn't it? There's no book you can read on how to behave once you've won the league. But generally, I do think it was just one of those, the two in a row, pretty much, game Burnley and then Arsenal, of, remember when these games used to happen? You know, like occasionally they happen and they haven't for 2.5 years, and they did in the space of 4 days. And I don't personally want to get too deep into the analysis of it, because I think that you could play that game again today, play it again tomorrow, and Liverpool would win about 4-0.